This is Just One Chance, Book 3 in the Kingston Family Series, written by Carly Phillips, narrated by Mackenzie Cartwright and Connor Crace. Chapter 1. Xander Kingston woke to the sound of voices in his backyard, his gated, locked pool area and the retreat he valued for its privacy. What day was it again? He'd been up late writing. Tuesday, he remembered, and no good reason for him to be awake yet. With a groan, he tossed the covers and walked to the sliding glass doors off the family room, pulling on a pair of boxer briefs on the way, but not bothering with pants or shorts. If the overgrown idiots in his pool were going to interrupt his solitude, they could suck up the view. His golden retriever, Bella, rose at the same time he did, and Xander paused to pet her on the head. Hang on, girl, let me just take care of something and we'll go for a run. He opened the door and stepped onto the pool deck, letting Bella rush past the pool to the grass where she did her business. Hey, go home to your place, Xander shouted at his company. As he'd expected, his brother Dash and the other members of the Original Kings, an award-winning rock band loved and beloved around the world, were hanging outside. For Xander, who'd been up late working on his latest thriller, he couldn't claim the same adoration, especially since Dash had an equally huge house with a pool and the same amount of privacy a mile down the road. We needed a change of scenery to help unlock the muse, Jagger, the lead guitarist, called from his lounger in the pool. Sorry, man, didn't mean to wake you. I just had an idea and had to sing it out to the boys. Listen. He picked up his guitar and played a riff while belting out an accompanying chorus. Xander had to admit it was catchy. It also could have happened at Dash's house.
I like it. I'm feeling the beat, Mac, the bass player, said, his hands moving in the air as if he were strumming his instrument.
Where's Dominic? Xander asked of their drummer. The guys shot each other a look, but no one answered. Xander shook his head. The band wasn't his problem. At least today's visit didn't involve groupies and alcohol. I hope you brought your own towels, he muttered, stepping back inside. He quickly pulled on running shorts, a tank, and socks, and laced up his sneakers. After washing up and taking care of things in the bathroom, he headed to the kitchen to find his brother pouring Xander a glass of orange juice, while Dash had already made himself a cup of iced tea. Where are the guys? Xander asked, before picking up his drink and swallowing it quickly because he was thirsty. Bella obviously felt the same way because she lapped at her water, the sound loud in the kitchen. Dash gestured with his thumb.
Back in my place.
He took a sip of his drink.
So what crawled up your ass this morning?
I was up late. He leaned against the counter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?